Well, that was an energetic way to start part two of my special on gay musicals. This is J.D. Doyle, and that was the title track to the 2008 show Gay Bride of Frankenstein. Let's keep the energy up with the show Xana Don't. It's from 2003, and the premise was that the town of Hartsville is in a parallel universe where being gay is the norm, and the current issue is whether to allow straights into the military.
Time of ancient Greece, the Spartans lived a dream. Thousands of manly soldiers, just as far as the eye could see. And no one could destroy them, because they all lived as one. Man, the soldiers sweat and manly sun. They would destroy all the enemy, and when the day was done, they would gather in their tents for love. Coast Guard, join the Marines. Work together, sweat together, shower together. That's how it should be. Alexander the Great, you can be sure he wasn't straight. He was a man.
That's right, got no business with a wife.
Leonardo da Vinci, he made such wicked killing machines, 'cause he was a man.
Way to go, Leonardo.
Frederick the Great, you know he made that Prussian state out of nothing. How'd he do it?
By being a man.
Oh, Mishima!
And Lawrence of Arabia.
Will we ever see such men again?
Yes, sir!
Join the army.
Be a man.
Join the Air Force.
Be a man.
Join the Coast Guard.
Be a man.
Give me 10, soldier. You're looking weak, soldier. Have you been sleeping with women?
No, sir!
I bet your daddy slept with women. That make you mad, soldier? Well, it makes me mad that me letting them their heteros in this man's army. Present arms!
I don't know what you've been told.
I don't know what you've been told.
Can't win a war with heteros.
Can't win a war with heteros.
Hey!
Hey!
Ho! Somebody say ho,
ho.
Somebody say mo,
mo.
Ho,
ho,
mo,
mo.
Homo.
Join the army. Join the Air Force. Join the Coast Guard. Join the Marines. Work together.
Man.
Sweat together.
Man.
Shower together.
Man.
That's how it should be.
Oh, be a man.
Oh, be a man.
Be a man.
Oh, be a man.
Masturbation can be fun.
awake.
I never sleep.
Want to talk?
What's your beef?
I'm a pro at this game and I'd love to chat. One asshole to another about this and that.
I tell you I'm no expert, I'm hardly one to talk. Getting poked is problematic, I'm not crazy about cork.
You don't like getting fucked, I haven't heard that before. One asshole to another is the thing I most adore.
In theory, it's no problem, but in practice, it's a pain. According to my research, it's a common gay refrain.
The law of the father doesn't recognize the whole. The phallus is the ruler, it's the cock who's in control.
That makes me juvenile, I'm a polymorphous mess. Oedipus is weeping when my butt I do caress. I lie down and think of England, toot that horn and bang that drum. It's an insult to the empire when I take it up the bum.
Sex is not for queen and country, you don't need to rant and rave. Sodomy ain't so symbolic, your rectum ain't a grave.
Freud said we have a death wish, getting buggered's getting killed. Is this ghastly epidemic something our subconscious willed?
An asshole's just an asshole, skip the analytic crit. The meanings are straightforward, cocks go in and out comes shit.
If the asshole ain't so special, then the phallus can't be either.
Patriarchy
would crumble if we started getting wiser.
I rest my case now, let's have sex.
I have really got to sleep.
You refuse to open up.
My taboos run very deep.
You're an asshole, such an asshole. You regret being so uptight.
I can't help it, I'm still English. My sincere apologies, good night.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Shave my balls. Yes, it's true. Yes, it's true. Yes, it's true. I shave my balls. It's awfully hard at first trying to get as close as you'd like with an old Gillette. And the angle's not easy, so don't do it quick. And you must take all pains to avoid a nick. But it's true. Yes, I do. Yes, it's true. I shave my balls. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Shave my balls. I shave them carefully till they become nice and smooth as a baby's bum. And once you've tried it, I have to say, you certainly wouldn't keep them any other way. Just take it gently and try to stay calm, and always finish with a soothing balm. I started, about 2 years ago. I never thought I'd say it on a video, but it's out. Do not doubt, scream and shout. I shave my balls. Let's promote them, re-denote them. It's my scrotum. I shave. It's quite a particular art when shaving around your testicular part. But it's true, and then you, I shave my balls. Are you happy now?
When all those trials and tribulations gathered daily at my door.
When all those petty aggravations are attracting even more.
In my hour of desperation, something always pulls me through.
Thus, I find rejuvenation, doing what I always do. I beat my meat. I beat my meat. I get a grip and zip, zip, zip. I'm gonna give myself a treat. I seek relief. I pound my beef. I breathe a sigh, and yet if I don't feel contented and complete, I just repeat. I beat my meat.
You don't need an education, you don't need a PhD.
All you need is concentration, and the rest comes naturally.
You don't need collaboration, Calvin Klein's all great physiques.
Now we'll do a demonstration of a few of our techniques. I beat my meat. I beat my meat. I get a grip and zip, zip, zip. I'm gonna give myself a treat. I beat my meat. I beat my meat. I breathe a sigh, and yet if I don't feel contented and complete, then I repeat and I repeat and I repeat. I beat my meat.
Correct, as well as appetizing, 'cause who would serve a steak in need of tenderizing? So I beat my meat. I beat my meat. And zip, 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 I get a grip. I'm gonna give myself a treat. I beat my meat. I beat my meat. I get a thrill, I get the grill, change my attire, and light the fire. I salt, I oil, and then I boil, and we say grace, and then we eat.
But first I beat.
But first I beat. But first I beat. But first I beat. I beat my meat.
Could you tell that this is the internet version of this show? That first song from Xana Don't was sung by Jay Rodriguez. You may know him from the TV show Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. He was the cute one they didn't give much to do. But he can sing, and that was him on the second track, doing a song from Hair called Sodomy. Now, I don't consider Hair a gay musical, but that was from a benefit recording that was packed full of gay and lesbian Broadway folks. Then from the movie Zero Patience was a song that you really need to see for it to do justice. You would literally see assholes singing to each other on that song, The Butthole Duet. Next, from an Australian show called Joe Starts Again, came the oh-so-catchy song, I Shave My Balls. Finally, one that seemed to flow musically into the last track, called Jack's Song. It was from the 1998 huge hit musical Naked Boys Singing. A while back, I interviewed Mark Winkler for a show I did last January on jazz. But as he was one of the writers for Naked Boys Singing, of course I asked him about that show.
Well, I'll tell you what happened is my good friend Robert Schrock came up with the idea for Naked Boys Singing. And literally, he's the best friend of my partner. They've been best friends since the 60s. And so he was the artistic director of the Celebration Theater in L.A. and was quite in the hole. You know, he needed to make some money fast. And he realized the only thing that sold in his theater was naked guys and singing. And so he came up with this idea to do this show called Naked Boys Singing, combining the two things that could get audiences. And he told me in 1997, I remember at this dinner, I'm doing this musical review. Would you write a couple songs for it? And I, of course, said yes, because I'm a songwriter. And then I literally thought to myself, what do I know about nudity? And because the truth of the matter is, I'm never naked. I'm a Jewish guy. I have clothes on at all times. And I literally had to think about it, and I thought, okay, what do I want to say about nudity? And I thought, okay, I don't like these muscly guys who go to the gym every day. I like men, you know, and I like guys like Robert Mitchum who were a little beefy, and that was my window into that song. So that's how Robert Mitchum happened.
There must be something wrong with me, 'cause I don't find in the least sexy all those pretty boys with their perfect bods prancing around like Hollywood gods. 'Cause everywhere that I care to look, in every movie and every book, I see those guys with their deltoids pumped, and their sex appeal has my libido stumped. As for me, I long for the days of Robert Mitchum. I know he was a little beefy and soft, but when he took it all off, he was bitchin'. As for me, I long for the days when guys didn't look like they spent all week at the gym, when skinny legs and love handles were in at least a smidgen. Ooh, give me Robert Mitchum. Now I'm not immune to the well-known charms of a drop-dead chest and some well-toned arms, but a little flaw here and there makes it hard for me not to stare. Now I'll never look like Marky Mark, but some people say I've a real big heart. It's true, it's true. Oh God, I would have been hot back then, before the age of implants and collagen. As for me, I long for the days of Robert Mitchum, though he smoked and did a lot of bad stuff, but when he acted real tough, he had me twitching. As for me, I long for the days when guys didn't drink bottled water but bottles of gin, or fret about the state of their skin. That's when I would ditch 'em. Give me Robert Mitchum.
Hey, does anybody remember him in Cape Fear? Now that was a moving experience. He was homicidally, sexually serious. Bad to the core, and the little he wore I'll never forget. And better yet, when his bedroom eyes came into view, you know he knew just what to do. A perfect 10, oh, back in the days of a real man like Robert Mitchum. And I'm not alone.
As for us, we long for the days of Robert Mitchum, when guys came in all sizes and shapes, and some could even get dates. And while we're dishing, as for us, we long for the days when guys weren't so young, or tall or thin or perfectly done.
Now let's be frank, so perfectly hung. A perfect 10, back in the days of a real man like Robert Mitchum.
What about the radio song?
Well, nothing but the radio on. I was looking for another way to, you know, write about nudity, and I thought about a young guy, you know, in L.A., having to pose for a Playgirl magazine. And that's the setup for the song, and everybody's calling him and telling him that he's ruining his career, but then he says to them, well, it didn't hurt Marilyn Monroe any. You know, it actually sort of made her career, and it didn't hurt Burt Reynolds any when he posed on the rug. So that song's a little bit more just a fun song.
Honey, Aunt Ruthie just gave Daddy and me this Playgirl magazine. Now, I can't believe you'd expose yourself like that. I don't know how I'm ever going to hold my head up in this town again. What were you thinking?
Chris, why didn't you tell me you were going to ruin your career, not to mention mine? I'm your agent. We've got to talk. Hold on. I've got another call coming in.
Marilyn Monroe posed without clothes for a backroom calendar, one of those. The nation was shocked. Mama called her a sleaze, but she sold a million calendars and tripled her fees. She was just starting and a little naive when the press asked, hon, what did you have on? Would you believe she said, I had nothing but the radio on. Nothing but the radio on. Now tell me, boys, is that oh so wrong? You best be believing it was playing the sweetest song with nothing but the radio on. Young Burt Reynolds did his own spread in Cosmo magazine, everybody has read. On a bearskin rug with a grin on his face, one hand over his talent, the man had taste. And 2 decades later, Mama still stunned. But when the talk died down in our sleepy town, Bert was the new number one, and he had nothing but the radio on.
Nothing but the radio on.
Nothing but the radio
on.
Now tell me, boys, is that oh so wrong?
Oh, no,
you best be believing it was playing the sweetest song with nothing but the radio on. La di da da di da da. La di da da di da da. La di da da di da da di da da. La di da da. With nothing but a few dreams and a pleasing personality. Though I had ambition, I was shy. But you know, I kinda liked it under the lights. When the cameras started clicking, I was a star burning bright. And I had nothing but the radio on.
Nothing but the radio on. Nothing but the radio on.
Nothing but the radio on. Now I don't believe that it's oh so wrong. And from now on, they'll be playing my country song. Nothing but the radio on.
La-di-da-da-di-da-da.
I'm at my best.
And he's
I'm better than all the rest. With nothing but the radio.
You know, the thing that's been so cool about Naked Boys singing is it's played all over the world. It's literally, I went to the London premiere of it. It's been translated into Portuguese, into Spanish, into Norwegian, into Swedish, into Italian. I have some bootleg CDs where they're singing in Spanish. They didn't know who Robert Mitchum was, so they changed it to Benicio del Toro. And it's fun. You know, I've been through this, you know, for 10 years. It's been like sort of a little phenomenon.
You get unexpected royalty checks?
Well, here's the good news. I own the CD for Naked Voice Singing. And the story is that Boris Sarabande was going to record it, Bruce Kimmel. And at the last minute, he pulled out of recording the show. And the music director, who's since passed on, Stephen Bates, came to me and said, hey, would you put up some money? He knew I had a little record label. And he said, would you put up some money? And we need to record this. And literally, we each put in $3,000. It cost $6,000 to make the CD. And it has sold about 18,000 copies over the years. I mean, every place it plays, we sell the CD, and it's been a wonderful cash cow for me.
That's great.
I thank Mark for those comments, and you heard him say the show has been done all over the world. From the Mexican cast, well, they called it Chicos Cantando y Desnudos, here's the opening track, what we called Gratuitous Nudity, which is almost my favorite kind.
Y ahora, como Dios los trajo al mundo, los chicos cantando y desnudos.
Verán que aquí sí se les quita el boleto. Sabrán para qué es que tenemos el cuerpo. Pues hoy los moldes se van a romper y hoy sin inhibiciones nos ven, no se angustien.
No hay que esconder,
no hay que esconder, cuando es obvio que hoy todo verá, si solo es desnudez. No hay más remordimientos ni excusas. Esto fue lo que yo vine a ver. Ocho hombres desnudos en un santiamén. Provida va morir de horror, déjenos en paz. Y ya,
ya no hay pudor.
Ya, si solo es eso es.
Mi madre gastó todo lo que ganó, balones y guantes para su hijo mayor. Madre me viera el día de hoy de jugar al fútbol, un día yo me cansé.
Aquí el ambiente implica no restricción. Seas gay o straight, bisexual o drag queen, hay una razón por la que estás aquí. De aquí a acá, de allá para acá,
de allá para acá,
gritaremos ya, ya está,
pues hoy verás.
No hay nada que esconder. De aquí ya no saldrás más y no podrás huir. Despacio me desnudo, por fin he descubierto que estando así desnudo yo me siento más completo. Quisiera yo aprender lo que es la desnudez.
No sé si quiero saber cómo soy yo, sin vergüenza de mi ser.
Con valor y honestidad, nuestra meta es la verdad.
Permite al alma ser tal como es.
gran drama con un final triste. No es la razón por la que tú viniste. Por hoy hasta Shakespeare pierde admiración, pues son nuestros cuerpos la nueva atracción. Hay que gritar y delirar.
From the sky, and when it hits me, I run away. But after years and years and years and years of nothing to show, it's time for me to finally say, I gotta give it up to love. He drove me kind of crazy, wasn't gorgeous at all, or half the things I had on the list. But there was warmth in his eyes, and to my surprise, he had me from the moment we kissed. I gotta give it up to love. I'm sick of asking what if or why. I gotta give it up to love. I found myself a fabulous guy. I've had enough of lonely. I'm over myself and needing my time and my space. 'Cause now I get to think about how lucky I am that I get to come home to his glorious face. I gotta give it up to love. No excuses, no alibi. I gotta give it up to love. He really is a fabulous guy. He's fine. I love him so. It feels so good to say he's mine. Don't blow it, don't throw it away. Not ready for this, ready for something to last. But then he turns on the light and he holds me tight and whispers, I know it's scary, we both got a past. I gotta give it up to love. If you let me do it or die, I'm giving it all over to love. Yeah, I found myself a fabulous guy. I gotta give it up to love.
That was I Gotta Give It Up for Love, and was from a show from 2008 called Fancy Boys Follies. I played it after my Naked Boys singing set because one of the other writers contributing to that show was David Pevsner. Beside his songwriting, he's done a lot of films and television, and had a lead role in the recent Rob Williams film Role Play. Now, back to Fancy Boys Follies. Another fun song from it, and David sings it, is called Straight Guy.
I've got a reputation as a pussy hound supreme. I can make 'em love me, and I can make 'em scream. Ask me anything about the Packers or the Cubs. Come on, let's shoot some pool, smoke cigars, and cruise the clubs. I'm the guy you come to when you wanna have some fun. So no one would believe that I'm a man's man in more ways than one. I'm a straight guy until I get drunk. I'm a straight guy until I get drunk. You see, I feel a little queer when I take up on the beer. Give me a double scotch and some stubble on my crotch. Add some whiskey, add some rum, I'll get frisky with a bum. I'm a straight guy until I get drunk. I discovered this phenomenon at Sigma Delta Chi. The first time that I shared a bedroom with another guy, I scored the winning touchdown and we went to Taiwan on. We got back laughing dizzy, we stripped down and whereupon we fell down on his bed and we lay there head to head. I turned to his, he turned to mine, and that was my first 69. I'm a straight guy until I get drunk. I'm a straight guy until I get drunk. Just a few sweet sips of cognac, I'll be sliding down your bone jack. Salt up that margarita, I'll take any Dick or Peter. Guzzle down a dry martini, use my buns to hide your weenie. I'm a straight guy until I get drunk. Man was a drunk last night. Man was a drunk last night. If you're looking for excuses, well, those words will never fail you. Man was a drunk last night. Man was a drunk last night. Especially when you get another straight guy to nail ya. A hot stud and some shots, and heck, it don't take much to get me naked. Now you'd better keep this information just between you and me. And if you breathe a word, I'll just deny it fervently. But if you belly up to the bar, boys, and ply me with some drinks, and touch my leg and lick your lips and whisper all your kinks, then you can sneak us home so my girl and pals can't see, and have a heaping helping of my masculinity. I'm a straight guy until I get drunk. I'm a straight guy until I get drunk. I love some rough teeth on my nipple if you let me tipple ripple. A bottle of champagne, use my throat as your damn drain. A nip of ice cold duck makes me really wanna puke. I hate that stuff. Just like sucking on an old tree, don't drink hooch that's named for poultry, except maybe Grey Goose. Like mother's milk or man juice. I'm a straight guy until I get drunk. We're all straight guys until we get plowed.
Train me very well to withstand the strains of combat, to walk through fires of hell, through bullets, bombs, and nerve gas. I'm a fighting machine. I'm ruthless, brave, unflappable, and mean. My sense of self-reliance is unsinkable. That is, unless I face the unthinkable. Another soldier looks at my wiener in the shower, I'll scream and cower like a little bitch. If he sings like Lady Gaga, it will be a sorry saga, 'cause I know he's gonna try to make me switch. I have a Kevlar vest for my chest and gut, but they don't make Kevlar for your butt. If another soldier looks at my wiener in the shower, I'll melt and wash right down the drain. I took an oath to this country to faithfully defend her, but if I see two enemy soldiers kiss, I must surrender. So
keep this secret very tight, that we're frightened by Clay Aiken and every transvestite. Our enemies will use it because they let gays in. So if we go to war with France, they'll win. This cry of moral outrage that we're mustering won't end 'cause John McCain stopped filibustering. If another soldier looks at my wiener in the shower, it might devour my entire spine. I can handle waterboarding, oh, but not a cast recording of this last production of a chorus line. Now that they've repealed, don't ask, don't tell, I could fall prey to a wicked spell. And if another soldier looks at my wiener in the shower, the one thing I'm afraid of is that I might want to look at his.
Gay male tar is a honky stud, and he's open to new ideas. His six-pack tight and trim from his hours at the gym. There are none so hot as he is.
His thighs are thick.
And his biceps buffed.
His butt is wet.
And his basket stuffed.
His nose is fixed.
And his teeth are capped.
And any scary hairiness is lasered. His thighs are thick and his biceps buffed. His butt is waxed and his basket stuffed. His nose is fixed and his teeth are capped. And any scary hairiness is laser zapped.
But
the new gay tar has another side. It's a different look, absolutely. With his shiny sequin frocks and a pair of balled-up socks, he dresses up quite cutely.
His legs are shaved.
And his eyebrows plucked.
His hips are padded.
And his manhood tucked.
His heels are high.
And his hair is huge.
And the rest is done with cover stick and lots of rouge. His legs are shaved and his eyebrows plucked. His hips are padded and his manhood tucked. His heels are high and his hair is huge. And the rest is done with cover stick and lots of rouge. We won't wear rouge or high-heeled shoes. We won't wear rouge.
Besides, it doesn't count. It's on the boat, right?
It's all correct. On the deck.
It's kosher and on the ocean.
Wow. Allow me to explain.
You're only queer at the pier. It ain't gay if you're underway. You're only queer at the pier. So all the sailors say.
Tell him, Seaman Ravioli.
You got it, Daddy.
On the land I strut all over town, and I follow this decree. I will never turn the ladies down, and they never turn down me. I've had meter maids and waitresses, what's a foxy lady judge? On the land I pack a turbo thrust, on the sea I just pack fudge.
You're only queer at the pier, it ain't gay if you're underway. You're only queer at the pier, so all the sailors say.
Sax knows what I'm talking about. Tell him, Sax.
Back at school I was homecoming king, and I porked the girls' swim team. The gymnastics teacher had a fling on my 9-inch balance beam. When I'm back on board the hovercraft, there's no swim team to be seen. Without sex, a man goes mighty daft. I become homecoming queen.
You're only queer at the pier. It ain't gay if you're underway. You're only queer at the pier. So all the sailors say.
Back in Sunday school, I learned the rule that a man must find his bride. I thought that's what I wanted, but for weeks I've been haunted by the sinful feeling that's getting harder to hide.
Hey, Swallows, you've seen a naked woman. How'd you do it?
I went panther hunting for my squaw, just like any brave would do. Gave her panther steaks and a side of slaw, and we screwed the whole night through. Panther steaks have gotten chicks for me since my puberty began. But there ain't no panthers on the sea, so I just screw a man.
You're only queer at the pier. It ain't gay if you're underway. You're only queer at the pier. So on the sailors say.
We need to find two girls in 24 hours.
Seems like a lot to ask.
But if we focus all our masculine powers, we'll be equal to the task.
I hope my girl isn't mean or demanding.
You deserve much more than that.
We'll find two girls who will be understanding, so the four of us all can share a flat.
I hope she has your smile and sweet disposition and your pretty dark brown eyes.
And you can teach her all my favorite positions.
We'll have to improvise.
Wait, you're saying you killed panthers and made steaks out of them to impress girls?
Yeah, haven't you?
Don't listen to them, my boy. When I first found love, his name was Brad. We were both from way down south. I spent all that summer leather clad with a ball gag in my mouth. Though I'm older now, I've polished balls from Chicago to Bombay. When once again my country calls, on the sea I'm just plain. What?
You're only queer at the pier. It ain't gay if you're underway. You're only queer at the pier. So all the sailors say.
You're only queer at the pier. That's from the 2005 show Fleet Week, and that seemed logical to follow the song A Gay Male Tar from Pinafore. And before it was another Wiener song. This one was from the Broadway Review, Newsical the Musical. I'm going to keep to the military theme, but this next show was done with a lot more class. A couple years ago, I heard about a musical then playing off-Broadway called Yank the Musical, a World War II love story. And I could hear some of the clips I very much liked from the website. So I wrote to the producers and asked if they had any full songs available to play on the radio. Well, I was delighted that they sent me a demo of the entire soundtrack, so I get to share a little of it with you way before it will be available on CD. Of course, I can't do justice to the show's story, but I picked three tracks to give you a taste of when our young hero went off to war and gets taken under the wing of a photographer.
A few weeks back, I found an old diary at a junk shop. It's a small book. Some pages in it are torn, some of the handwriting's blurry, but it's generally in good shape. It's the wartime journal of one Private Stewart, who, as it happened, spent World War II working for a magazine, Yank, the magazine by the servicemen for the servicemen. And on the opening page of the journal, in very neat handwriting, "No matter what I do, I keep remembering you." Cryptic, right? And kind of corny. So I looked it up, and it's from a song. Oh, I bought a CD.
Every dance has a tune played for it. Every glove has a mate made for it. How do you find your match? How do you pick? Follow your heart and follow your...
Well, it was nice meeting you.
You know, all these press teams are two-man operations. I'll need someone to take photos. Interested?
Gee, wow.
Poor kid, you don't realize how lucky you are.
Why?
I like you. We click, we're travelers, thumb in the same ride, play the same game for the same side, common interests, common set of needs. We click, our lips are willing and able, let's play ping pong neath the table, couple rounds and darling, we'll see who leads. I'm not saying you're the love of my life, I'm not saying there are stars in your eyes. All I'm saying is it's time to get wise. The world's at war, rules are suspended, whole world's upended. Quick, let's click, I'll let you unmask me. I won't bite, kid, unless you ask me. Stick with me and baby, you'll see it's true. Sky's the limit when you are two. I'm clicking. There's more of us than you imagine, especially in the Marines, trust me. Now's our chance, nations distracted, about time we acted. Come on, kid, try it out.
Oh, I don't think I can.
You're a natural. You'll learn more than drilling, if you're willing.
Like what?
The army lists forbidden bars in every town and state. Go to those bars, they're ours. The army's got a lot of spies, but seldom at the local Y's. Change to your civvies and wait in the privies.
Okay, I'm in the washroom. What do I do now?
Here's a handsome fella, part of our crew. Tap your footsie, see if he taps too.
Say your hands touch over the sink.
Ask him if he's feeling pink. Say he's tall and strong and swarthy.
Ask if he's a friend of Dorothy.
Now you got it, kid. Give you caviar and champagne, and our future ain't our friends throwing rice, but I'll give you half an hour of paradise. Click with guys who you wanna mess with, wear the press pass to impress with, pick your partner well, and I'm telling you, there's more fellas dreaming the same dream too. Ooh.
my hometown. I already put the payment down. It's not so grand, the perfect size for a couple of regular guys. I'll make some dough and we'll make do. Give it a paint job, navy blue. I'll even add a patio for a sexy XGI. I'll know. I know it's difficult to imagine it now, here in a world that's going mad. But picture the two of us on some lazy day, when Bob's away is just a game kids play. And late at night when we're alone, neighbors in houses of their own, we'll thank this goddamn war for having met. As happy and secure and financially set as a couple of regular guys can get.
Saturday we can load up the car.
Beach is just half a mile away.
We'll have your family around for cake and cokes.
Though we'll shock my folks with all our army jokes. And late some night as records play, a couple of dozen years away, laugh about the battles we lived through.
Of course, that's not all the story, but a good introduction to Yank the Musical. This is J.D. Doyle, ready to close the second segment of my show on gay musicals. And I think a great way to do that is with a very popular one. Howard Crabtree's musicals are famous for their outrageous costumes, which complement his humorous lyrics. This one ran for 8 months off-Broadway, garnering 2 Drama Desk Awards for Outstanding Musical Review and Outstanding Costume Design. It's been performed in a number of cities by theater companies who are brave enough to attempt the costumes. So, from Whoop-Dee-Doo are the tracks Fairy Bar Intro and Tough to Be a Fairy.
So I told him, I said, "Look, you putz, I'm a fairy. I'm here to grant you one wish. I don't know where they get this crap about 3 wishes. I mean, the nerve of that guy."
Yeah, they're all assholes. Hey, pass me a sugar plum, will you?
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
What?
You guys, I've got some terrible news. Brace yourselves.
Well, don't get your wings in a twist. Here, put down that wand and have a drink.
God, what is it?
It's the Tooth Fairy.
No! What happened?
She was mugged.
Those fucking sons of bitches.
Well, it was bound to happen. A single fairy traveling alone at night with all those quarters.
It's a dark age.
You can say that again. Once upon a time, not so long ago, we took the magic for granted. But now all the rainbows are turning to gray. The elves and the pixies don't come out to play. Hell, even Miss Tinkerbell's fading away. It's hard not to be disenchanted. These days it's tough to be a fairy. It's a hairy situation, sad to say. Our population's shrinking as our tribulations grow. Sometimes we think extinction's brink is closer than we know.
Don't say that.
Once fun and games were customary, now fairy tales get grimmer every day. But when the going gets tough, the tough get going. We're here to stay whichever way the wind is blowing. So if it's tough to be a fairy, we'll tough it out and be okay.
Yeah, you won't find me packing up my fairy dust.
We can't. The world couldn't get along without us.
But you gotta have character to be a fairy in this day and age.
You're right. These days it's tough to be a fairy. It's a scary proposition, this is true.
But don't marinate your memories in vats of 90 proof. Remembering when you waved your wand and made a great big poof.
Hey!
Why sit there like a dingleberry? Get out and spread your wings and don't be blue. When the action gets rough, the rough take action. Get fighting mad and send the bad guys into traction. So if it's tough to be a fairy, we'll tough it out and make it through. Just remember when your spirits start to head downhill.
Hell, if we don't believe in fairies, then who will?
Right! So if it's tough to be a fairy, we're gonna tough.